My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Joining us now, he is Jeff Rieger of Wojo and Rieger, 97.1 The Ticket. Follow him on Twitter at Rieger1984. Rieger, how are we?
Sparky, I get an announcement too. I have a huge announcement. Massive.
You grew hair back?
What's that?
Did you grow your hair back?
No. My hair is gone. It's not coming back. Ugh. Sorry to disappoint you. It's kind of like the band Aerosmith, gone forever.
Stop.
However, on Tuesday, my daughter goes back to school, which means my golf game is going to get a hell of a lot better. That's my announcement.
Yeah. My kid goes back to school on Tuesdays. Kids go back to school on Tuesday as well. I have no golf game, and things are busy around here, so I will not be improving my golf game at all. I also will help you. I don't know if you realize this or not, but we had Josh Vernier on. Vernier apparently shaved his head as well.
Listen, eventually, it's all about self-awareness, Sparky. I just want to say that. Okay, so you come, every man might, if you're unlucky, you come to a point where you just got to make that decision.
Yes, but others around you have to be honest with you and tell you if you look good or not. Rieger, I'm trying to be the best I can be as a friend to you. I'm trying my best. Nobody else is being honest. I'm trying to be honest.
My daughter hates my look.
Good.
My wife. She's probably hated it from the get-go, let's be honest. I mean, we've been married 12, 13 years. But I actually look in the mirror, I think it looks okay. I mean, I'm good with it. If I'm good with it, let me be okay with it, okay?
The next visit for you should be an eye doctor then. Then that's where you're going next. Rieger, let's talk about this Detroit Lions football team. I remember last year, you and I talking multiple times, and you pretty much set up the Lions and the Packers for what essentially happened. I mean, we were talking after the first game, and you kind of scoffed and laughed at the fact that the Packers could actually do anything against the Lions on Thanksgiving, and it's just not going to be. And then they cleaned your clock. And you had even said, that, hey, man, you know, how crazy would it be if they beat the Lions and then got on a run, got in the playoffs, and then the Packers and Lions would face each other in the playoffs? That came dangerously close to happening for you Lions fans at the end of the day. So I would assume y'all are still happy, even though you know the end to this little window of yours is probably closing quickly. Is this kind of a year where you kind of got to get it done here before this young Packers team gets even better?
Well, I don't think there's any question about it. Now, it's really interesting. There's a couple things, right? Like Brad Holmes, the fine GM for the Lions, talked to the media yesterday, and Dave Burkett from the Free Press does a great job. He said, hey, Brad, what are the expectations for this season? And Holmes was pretty honest. He said, to win the Super Bowl.
There you go. I love that. I wish people would say that more.
Yeah, and I agree with you. Now, last year, he's got some credibility here because last year he said the expectation was to win the division. They did that for the first time in 30 years. So to win the Super Bowl, odds are you're probably going to have to win the division again. But it's interesting what you said because you asked, are Detroit people kind of thinking, got to get it done now before this Packer team, and let's be honest, the Bears as well, kind of come into form. And if you talk to Lions fans, it's kind of the weird thing, to tell you the truth. A fan base that has never seen, the organization has never seen back-to-back double-digit win seasons. The fan base has never seen winning other than last year, really, in 1991, maybe. But this fan base is uber confident that they can win the division again and go to the Super Bowl. Now, a guy like me, I'm a little more scared of the Packers. I'm scared of the Bears, even though nobody's willing to admit it. But it's going to be interesting. I was looking at ESPN the other day, and their odds for the Lions to win the division, they're a plus 130. That is a coin flip, Sparky. So I look at your team, good offense, better defense than the Lions. I look at the Bears. Offense should be stacked if Caleb is the real deal. Even if he's not, they won 7 games last year, and they got a better defense than the Lions. So I look at the Lions and I say, okay, unstoppable offense. I'm not quite sure how better the defense is. We wait and see, but I think it's going to be a crazy race in the NFC North.
I'm trying to figure something out here. I mean, y'all spent resources on the defense. Y'all added Reeder, that big fat guy, to add on the defensive line. He's going to be a problem. You added Carlton Davis from the Bucs at corner. You drafted a corner that I wanted the Packers to draft. So, like, shouldn't you be feeling really good about where this defense is? What am I missing?
Well, this was a defense that gave up a ton of yards and not so many points last year. But if you remember the last 6-7 games, they couldn't stop anybody through the year, whether it was Mike Evans or it was Justin Jefferson in 2 games or Puka Nacua in the playoff game, whatever the case was. But I look at the secondary, and I'm looking at Carlton Davis, as you mentioned, a guy that is always injured and is kind of on the downside of his career as far as the physicality he brings to the game. I look at Terrion Arnold, and I'm very excited. However, rookie quarterbacks, they're not all Sauce Gardner, right? Like, rookie quarterbacks usually take a little bit to get her going. And I look at Amik Robinson as your Robertson as your nickel, and same type of deal. Didn't play all that much with the Raiders. So I kind of need to see it to believe it. Plus, the defensive line, they should kill the run. Without a doubt, Aleem McNeil and DJ Reader, as you mentioned. But the opposite of Hutch is Marcus Davenport or Josh Pascal. Not proven at all. So offensively, I think they're going to be great. Defensively, I got to wait and see.
Davenport's proven to get hurt consistently. With the Saints.
There you go. Played in all 4 games last year.
Yeah, he's proven to get hurt consistently. Okay, so let's talk a little bit more about where we're at with this head coach of yours, because, you know, he's a rah-rah guy, he's a tough-as-nails guy, and so forth. How does he keep this team kind of not getting ahead of themselves, not looking past games on their schedule when they come up? Because I think that is one of the bigger challenges when you're talking about a team that's not really had any success in quite a while, and try to not have them feeling bigger than they should be about themselves.
Yeah, I think it's a great question. Now, I do believe Dan Campbell's strength, more than anything else, is coaching the mindset. I mean, this is a guy that came to Detroit, said what every other coach before him said, we got to build the culture. He's the only one that actually did it. Their culture is grit. And even after they lost the NFC title game, he stood there at the podium and said, we might not make it back. He was devastated, and he understands how difficult it is. He played in the league. I do think his strength, he's a good coach. I think he's a good X's and O's coach, even though people get annoyed because he goes for it too much and fourth down, thinks he's too aggressive. But I think his strength is that, keeping his players grounded. So I do think it's going to test him, though, because I was listening to a podcast the other day with Gronkowski, you know, the former tight end for the Patriots, and he said, people don't realize when you have success like the Lions did, when you win the division for the first time in 30 years like the Lions did, you do become the hunted instead of the hunter. You got the X on your back. And maybe that's all sports cliche to some people, but Gronk was saying it's amazing how teams attack you. You are every team's Super Bowl. Even the bad teams, which are NFL teams, they're going to win 3-4 games every year. You are their Super Bowl. They scheme you weeks and weeks and weeks out. So I do think it's going to be interesting to watch how the Lions kind of navigate their schedule, being the hunted with the target on the back instead of being the hunter. The other thing, too, is if you look at their schedule, last year they were rather fortunate. Packers didn't come on until later, right? The Bears won 7 games. The Vikings lost their quarterback. The Lions were A, healthy, and B, they played a schedule that was rather favorable. This year, you're looking at 8 teams that were in the playoffs last year, this year. So it's going to be different without a doubt. And I do think Campbell's the right guy for the job, though.
Talking with Jeff Rieger, Wojo and Rieger, 97 won the ticket. Weeknights on the ticket. Follow him on Twitter at Rieger1984. As you look at the NFC, let's get out of the North for a second. If once we look past Green Bay and Detroit, then it's San Francisco, obviously. Who else concerns you besides the Niners and the Packers?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I think it's a great question, right? I think the Rams could be a sleepy, scary team. Offensively, two really good receivers, Matthew Stafford, the gunslinger back there. And I actually think they might go toe-to-toe with the Niners. I think Atlanta could be a kind of sleepy, scary team too, right? A team that got better in the offseason. They made a major upgrade with a quarterback and Kirk Cousins coming off the Achilles. So I think they got better too. Other than that, I mean, the San Francisco 49ers are the Niners, and you just got news yesterday. Brandon Ayuk is coming back to them, so that's massive for them. And then maybe the Bucks in their division. And then I do think the NFC North is going to be the toughest division because the teams that you're worried about in the NFC, at least if you're a Lions fan, I do think
are
the Packers and the Bears.
Rieger, you're doing the same thing everybody else does. We literally just talked about this yesterday, Charlie and I. Why does everybody not give any respect to the Eagles?
Philly,
you add Fangio as a defensive coordinator, your offense is stacked, you add Saquon Barkley in Philly, and nobody talks about him. I don't get it.
My goodness, as soon as you said it, I immediately brought him up. I think the reason nobody talks about him is because the train wreck of what was last year in the second half. Losing 6-7, getting your defense to Matt Patricia, seeing them lose to the Buccaneers. But you're dead on. You're absolutely right. They're a football team that, without a doubt, has talent all over the field. Now, their head coach, Nick Sirianni, might hate their quarterback, Jalen Hurts, or their pure quarterback, Jalen Hurts, might hate Nick Sirianni. Seems like they have an awful relationship. But you're absolutely right, and I apologize. I apologize. Yes, they're a team to worry about.
No, I'm just – I didn't mean to yell at you, but
no,
we just talked about it yesterday. Like, Packers play Philly on Friday night in Brazil next week. I was like, you know, you keep watching all these shows on TV, listening to the national shows. Nobody ever brings up Philly when we talk about the NFC. Everybody brings up Green Bay. Everybody brings up Detroit. Everybody brings up San Francisco. And then after that, maybe it varies. Some will bring up the Cowboys still, whatever. But nobody ever brings up Philadelphia. And it just blows my mind that consistently they get ignored at this point. All right, so let's talk about your schedule for the Lions. Give me your predictions for the Lions and the division, and then I will tell you what our good friend Rami Makhlouf said on 670 The Score last night that had me laughing. Go ahead.
Oh, okay, talking about the Bears, obviously.
Yeah,
okay.
Obviously, yes.
Mm-hmm. Before I do this, what does the average Packer fan think? Does the Packer fan think the division is theirs?
No, I don't think so. I think everybody thinks it's them and the Lions for the most part. And I think the average Packer fan probably thinks the Packers are going to win somewhere around 10 or 11 games.
Okay. I would say the Lions are looking at 10 or 11 games. Now, I know here in Detroit, Lions fans are uber like confident. So they're going to say 14 games, which has been done, I think, 6 times in the last decade, a couple times by the Chiefs. So I wouldn't go that far. I think the Lions are going to win the division. I think it's going to be really hotly contested. I think they're going to end up 10-7, or they're going to end up 11-6. And I think that's my prediction. It's been my prediction the entire time. I think they're going to split with the Packers. I think they're probably going to split with the Bears, maybe a split with the Vikings, despite the fact that Sam Darnold's their quarterback. And other than that, they have some tough games, but the Achilles heel for Jared Goff is he does not play well outdoors. He plays so much better indoors. I mean, it's a thing. Go look at Goff indoor stats compared to Goff outdoor stats. It's night and day. The Lions, somehow, some way, they have three outdoor games all season long. Two in the division, Packers and Bears, and then won the last game or second to last game of the season against the Niners in San Francisco. So that bodes well for the Lions. But I think it's a tough season, and I got them at 10-7 or 11-6. I got them winning the division, though.
One of the two battles everybody was talking about, one was obviously the kicker battle. That's a disaster for the Packers. And then the other position was backup quarterback, because you had Sean Clifford, who was going into his second year. You had Pratt, who they just drafted this year. And then when the cutdowns came, they decided that they were going to trade for Malik Willis and give up a seventh-round pick. Clifford went to the practice squad. Pratt went and decided to go play elsewhere. I think he went to Tampa Bay, I believe. So I don't think Packer fans feel very good at all about if Malik Willis has to come in and play two or three games. We all agree that if they lose Love for a game or two, that could be the difference in winning the division or not. The Lions also decided to make a change at their backup quarterback position and also correct, go with somebody inexperienced.
Hendon Hooker, and Hooker looked good in the games in the preseason, but apparently he has not looked that good as good as practice or as good as at practice. But you know what's funny, Sparky? And you're doing the same thing that Lions fans are doing. Lions fans have obsessed about the backup quarterback and the kicker in the offseason, the third receiver.
That's what we did here, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but let's be honest. You know you got a good team if that's what you're obsessed about.
Agreed.
Like other teams that are struggling obsess about a quarterback, or they obsess about a second receiver, or they obsess about a lack of a running game, or no defensive line. Like the Packers and the Lions, like for the Lions specifically, Jake Bates is their kicker. They got him from the Michigan Panthers. He's shown in the preseason that he can just bomb a ball 70 yards, but he struggles with short kicks. I think it's going to work out. The other thing, too, is Hendon Hooker from Tennessee. He's like 27 years old. He's like only 1 year less than Jared Goff somehow. Okay, he's the new backup quarterback. But if you got to go to him, A, you're screwed. Any team is screwed if you lose your starting quarterback, especially if you have Super Bowl aspirations. But the second thing, too, is I actually think, I can't speak for the Packers, but with the Lions, if you go to a guy like Hooker, considering the Lions have a great offensive line, they have a ton of weapons all over that offense, they got great tight ends, great running backs, great receivers, I actually think a guy like Hooker could maybe win you a couple games playing with the ones. But for the most part, if you're back up, if you're forced to deal with your backup, you're screwed, right? So I wouldn't even waste time thinking about it, whether it's Malik Willis, Hendon Hooker, or anybody else.
I saw one highlight of Hooker in preseason, and he absolutely trucked a dude. And I was like, holy God, like, good luck with that. Because Malik Willis is a guy that can get out and run, too, obviously. So right, they're both going to get out and run a little bit. I loved Hooker at Tennessee. So I don't know. We'll see what this whole thing plays out like at the end of the day. Rieger, I'm assuming you're taking him to go how far? Super Bowl?
How about to get back to the NFC title game? But then after that, gravy. I struggle to predict them to go to the Super Bowl.
Because you've lived so long and don't want to get your feelings hurt again?
I'm pretty sure that's actually it, yes. Yeah. I was talking to my therapist, sports therapist, yes. It's been rough for Lions fans. So if you set yourself up at Super Bowl expectations, anything less of a Super Bowl, which odds are you're not going to get to the Super Bowl, that means what, the season's a failure and you can't enjoy it? So I say get back to the NFC title game, take care of business, and hopefully get to the big game. But, I mean, Detroit cannot wait for this season.
I can't wait for the season as a Packers fan, I'll tell you that. Jeff Rieger, Wojo, and
you guys play on a Friday. I didn't even realize that. My goodness. That's amazing.
Yeah, so the first game of the year is Thursday, then the Packers are the only game Friday night in Brazil against the Philadelphia Eagles. Should be a really good football game, I would assume. And from that perspective, we were talking about it. The Packers have a new defensive coordinator. Eagles have a new offensive coordinator. So that's going to be a guessing game when those two are on the field. And then on Packers offense against Eagles defense, they have a new coordinator in Fangio, but we all know what Fangio is. No guessing game there. And we know what LaFleur's offense looks like. So the key to that game might very well be what that Philly offense does against this new Packers defense. That could very well determine who wins what. Jeff Rieger, Wojo and Rieger, 97.1 The Ticket weeknights. Follow him on Twitter at Rieger1984. Always fun to have 911 on himself. Jeff, thank you so much.
Thank you, Sparky. I'm going to go look at myself in the mirror now and tell myself my head doesn't look that bad. Appreciate it.
I wouldn't advise that. Just maybe have a drink with you when you go do it.
Maybe I'll do it on Monday once the weekend's over.
Yeah, I mean, something over the rocks, nice whiskey or something. I'm just saying.
Okay.
All right. Bye, Rieger. Jeff Rieger, Mojo and Rieger, nice having you with the ticket. Follow him on Twitter at Rieger1984.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.